My dad was very gregarious. We were a very special family because we had such interesting friends. And it was because of my father, who was very gregarious. He made friends easily. He liked people, and people liked him. It was not only in the Chinese. We would go out to Alvarado and sit in the back room of an Italian restaurant where the fellows sat around in black suits and white ties. And I don't know what they did when they weren't eating, but they didn't look like average businessmen to me. We had you know, lots of friends. I wish I remember the name of the owner of a Chinese restaurant over here in the main part of Chinatown, who used to do, he never talked in a normal tone of voice. He did nothing but scream at everyone. He screamed constantly. I never heard the man talking. And he screamed across his whole room. This was not when there were people there, but when the restaurant was closed or late at night. And he would scream. God, he was really a remarkable guy.
What did you do when it's not the regular hours and when it's not normal hours?
I would sit on tables and they would make me cute looking drinks, or I would drink tea, or they would bake me specialties, or they would play with me. I was sort of treated like a princess, you know, treated like a very special person.
This is another friend of your father.
Uh-huh. And that's the way the Yees treated us when we came down. Sometimes we'd eat in a restaurant, and I always thought that was the most civilized way of eating in the world, you know, with that big thing around in the center of the table that went around, and you... When you had your own bowl of rice, you just took what you wanted from the other ones, you know. I thought that was extremely civilized in the way that it should be done. I was as good with chopsticks as a child as I was with a fork and knife.
You remember that device as a child?
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sure. It's probably still over there in Yimi Lu's.
Oh, I see. Was that the family that you... we're friends with at the Yimelo restaurant?
Uh-huh.
I see. Yeah, we've been there too. It's quite a historical place now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food's good.
No, yeah. Well, that was where we ate most of the time.
I see. Yeah. Well, the reason why I ask is that in San Francisco Chinatown, that idea didn't even get started until the middle 50s.
Oh.
I'm very surprised to hear you say that they were doing that down here.
They were
Yimi Lu's. You could ask them how far back it goes. Mm-hmm.